Thomas is not there when Jesus appears in his resurrected body that Easter Sunday. He has been through too much. He is so deep in grief for the betrayal of his master, his sufferings, and his death, that he refuses to believe, unless he can see and touch Jesus in his glorious body. Thomas's faith has taken a hit, even a death blow, and he says that only a miracle can restore it through touching and seeing the resurrected body of Jesus. Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, he says, and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe. When we talk about faith from our human perspective, it seems like our faith is a decision we make, or somehow our pulling ourselves up by our own bootstraps to trust in God. So it may seem like the energy we put into sustaining our journey through our faith. And like Thomas and Peter and all the disciples and all Christians, we sooner or later realize that keeping the faith is a challenge. Perhaps that is why the gospel reading the week after Easter is always about Thomas's doubts. It's one of the few readings that is the same every year through the 3-year cycle. Thomas does not show up for church the week after Easter. Empty pews and chairs have been a problem for a long time the week after Easter. It began with Thomas, my namesake. Our reading from 1 Peter reminds us that Thomas's doubts and unbelief are all part of the normal Christian life. Even just on the heels of Easter Sunday, we can so quickly and so easily lose the faith. Peter should know. He denied our Lord 3 times. Peter eventually returned to his previous vocation as a fisherman. It seems that he had all but given up on the vocation that Christ called him to, which was to be a fisher for people. He went back to fish. Peter says that our faith is perishable. Not unlike when we go to the grocery store and certain foods are perishable. Meaning that our faith, too, can grow dark over time. Our faith can lose its sweetness. Our faith can even get infected and spoil. Let me be clear, I believe Peter is talking about our faith, the faith that you and I exert, which is like a muscle that can grow weak and exhausted. And without the proper nutrition, hydration, and exercise, it will decay and die. Peter says that our faith is tested by fire. That is to say, the challenges we face, the sufferings, the loss, and our failure to live the life that God has called us to, all those things turn up the heat. It can make us feel like we can't go on. Yes, we have failed in our thoughts, words, and deeds, as we confessed earlier. Or we may feel that God has failed us. We certainly cannot pull ourselves up when we fall. Peter reminds us, though, that the heat is not meant for our destruction. It's meant for our discipline and refinement. The fire is not the end of the Christian journey. It is a path through the Christian journey. Like a goldsmith, God uses these trials in our lives and challenges to refine our faith, to purify our faith, and to strengthen our faith. Our faith may be perishable, but our inheritance, Peter says, is imperishable. Our inheritance is undefiled, he says, and unfading. Peter calls it a living hope. It's a fire ignited at our baptism. It will safely bring us through the challenges and obstacles of this life, safely to our heavenly home. Do you see our new Christ candle? It's a beautiful reminder of this living hope, the flame of God's love, forgiveness, and promise of eternal life that was ignited at our baptism. Faith is a gift. Faith is part of that care package that God gives us in our salvation and in our baptism. So we hand that flame to the newly baptized, you'll recall, to that child as a reminder that they are the light of Christ to the world, such as we. We are charged to let our light shine before people to enrich their lives and to bring praise and honor and glory to God. And so we light the candle during Easter. The resurrection continues to kindle a fire and a flame, our love and our faith. It is a living hope, Peter says. It's a hope that will not disappoint us, Scripture says, because Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Because what God begins, he will bring to completion. He is the Alpha and Omega. From beginning to end, he is our Savior. The fire of our faith is a gift. It will shine through the valleys of the shadow of death. It is a living hope, and God will enliven our hope through his word and spirit, just as he strengthens and preserves our faith through his body and blood. It is a living hope because we serve the true and living God. We trust in the one who overcame death and the grave, and he still gives us his body and his blood. He still gives us his nail-marked and spear-scarred body to us as a gift for our forgiveness and to encourage us that we will be brought safely to eternal life. How blessed are they who have not seen and yet whose faith has constant been. For they eternal life shall win. Alleluia. 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 In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.